On Press Pass this week, a conversation with Elizabeth Licata, editor for Buffalo Spree magazine, who offers perspective on the protests that have been active on city streets this summer. Before that, though, I'll look at some of the other subjects in the July issue of Buffalo Spree: hiking in Western New York, the region's cobblestone architecture, and the resurgence of an old school entertainment venue.
Well, you know, the Transit Drive-In, which our writer, Michael Mararian, it's really sort of an essay where he went with a friend and sort of reflected on and compared it to his childhood experience. But, you know, the Transit Drive-In has been going strong right along. I think it was closed briefly, maybe in the 80s, but it's been one of our survivors in terms of drive-ins. We don't have that many. It's interesting because, as you know, you've probably heard their concerts live. It's a safe place to have a live concert in addition to movies. They've been doing graduations at drive-ins. There's all sorts of interesting events that the drive-in has been able to handle because of its safety.
It is so interesting to see the drive-in, though, kind of make a comeback in this time where, you know, so much is changing. The modern world is rushing in, and in some ways people are returning to a form of entertainment that maybe saw its heyday 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have not personally been to a drive-in for a long time. But if you're someone who likes to, you know, a big screen, and you're not going to be able to go to a movie theater anytime soon, then, you know, that's definitely the place. It's an experience where sometimes, as Michael says, doesn't even really depend on whether you like the movie or not.
You know, one of the other things that I've been fortunate enough to enjoy here during this pandemic is getting out, getting some hikes in here and there. And Buffalo Spree has some suggestions regarding hiking. And
well, I think we tried in our hiking section to talk about some hikes that are not as well known. Everybody knows about Arc Park, but there's an actual part of Arc Park that people don't go to. You know, you're just thinking about where the concerts were and so on, but there's other parts that you can hike that are really exciting and beautiful. I mean, it's right there on the Niagara Gorge. And then two Lockport hikes that I bet a lot of people do not know about. In fact, one of my friends, Johanna, said you outed one of my favorite places that, you know, I thought was my own secret place.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of sharing when it comes to hiking and the secluded experience that is hiking. But, you know, this is the time of the year here in Western New York to enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as long as you have, as we say, you've got to have good shoes, particularly if you're going to do any of those gorge-related hikes, either Whirlpool or Devil's Hole, or don't wear flip-flops. You know, it's not going to work. And we've seen, you know, even with Chestnut Ridge, that hike to the Eternal Flame is of moderate difficulty, and it should not be taken lightly.
Like I said, I like to hike, and I don't mind taking drives around Western New York. I was pleased to see that you're making note of is cobblestone structures around Western New York. When I think cobblestone, I'm thinking of that strip through Niagara and Orleans County. I think it's on Route 104 where there seems to be all over the place. Yeah, what brought the interest into the cobblestone structures? They're somewhat of an overlooked part of the architecture, I think, here in Western New York.
Yeah, and they're kind of DIY, too. The farmers would find all these stones, and they're trying to plow their fields. They're trying to cultivate, and the stones aren't helping them. And they would get so many that they're able to build structures out of them. And they're remarkably sturdy, considering the type of mortar and so on that was used to pull the stones together. But then, as our article describes, there's other structural elements that help keep them standing. They're great to look at. I actually would say the spring and the fall are the two best times to take that drive, mm-hmm. because you've got the flowering trees in spring, and then you have the fall color, which is a beautiful contrast with the buildings.
And Buffalo Spree also focused on the protests that have been taking place here in Buffalo. What stuck out to you?
Well, that really was reporting, because I walked down there and talked to people, a couple of the leaders, and I just have learned the one interview I did was with Miles Carter, whose charges have been dropped against him. And he was extremely interesting. And what I found is that these are very, and mainly younger people, very articulate, very smart. I was saddened that so many, especially on social media, seem to equate the protesters with rioters or vandals or so on, because that simply was not the case. That is not what I saw. What I heard when I went to one event at MLK Park was that there were more white people there than there were African-American people. And the speakers remarked on this. And one of them said, you know, a lot of people are just, they feel as though it won't help. They have like given up. And so these young people are reinvigorating the spirit of activism that is needed to make a big change happen.
You know, it is interesting to hear you say that. Do we get a sense of hope from what's going on when we see these demonstrations?
Well, I see action. I mean, the police department, the city governments are taking note, and you see reforms that seem to be happening. I mean, I don't know if they will go far enough, but as one of our writers, Bruce Adams, noted, the 60s, you know, even the riots of the 60s, they had an effect. Changes were made. There is hope. It's too bad that it has to be so difficult. It's too bad that you need thousands of people converging on the holding center to make change happen.
Elizabeth Licata, we should also mention that, of course, it's a different voice talking to you this month than has been the case with Press Pass all these many, many months and years now. Mark Scott, of course, our colleague here at WBFO, opting to retire. Any thoughts about Mark and any wishes for him?
Well, what a great guy. Just really fun to talk to. He always made me sound much better than I knew I had during our actual conversation. And just a really nice person. As I found, you know, you pretty much all are, as far as I can tell, WBFO.
But give it time.
But he was just super friendly, smart, conscientious, really read the articles and had questions based on what a combination of like sort of how he saw it and what he read. And it was interesting. And, you know, I'll really miss him.
Most certainly we do already miss him here at WBFO, but we wish him well and thank him for almost four full decades of helping to build WBFO and public radio here in Western New York.
You have a great team there. I hope this doesn't sound like pandering or anything, but it does. I think WBFO is a really important resource for us, and mainly for the news gathering that you do.
Elizabeth Licata, we enjoyed talking to you on Press Pass this month, and we look forward to talking to you in many months ahead.
Thank you so much, Jay. It's